You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
What's the most amazing wildlife that you have seen on the heath?
Probably the wild snakes that I get to go out and monitor. So it's the closest place to London with wild snakes, grass snakes. They're pretty special.
And Anne, you've been volunteering with Heath Hands for 10 years. What's the most amazing thing?
Well, I like to see the newts and their babies, the little Fs, and also the damselflies and dragonflies that we see. They're in the hill garden pond. I really enjoy seeing those.
Hello, I'm Angela from Volunteer Centre Camden, and on a beautiful autumn morning on Hampstead Heath, I'm learning about conservation volunteering with Heath Hands. From Anne Collins, Conservation and Office Volunteer, and Colin Houston, Project and Volunteer Manager. Colin, tell me about Heath Hands.
Heath Hands is a charity that was set up to preserve and enhance the special character of Hampstead Heath. We're volunteer-led and we work with partners to, really make Hampstead Heath enjoyable for everyone.
Anne, you're a volunteer with Heath Hands. What activities do you get involved in?
I do conservation gardening and I also assist in the office. We do weeding, bramble bashing. We will coppice some trees, little saplings we will dig out. And then we'll do some planting. We plant trees and shrubs and some of the gardens we will plant ordinary herbaceous plants in. Bulbs. The impact we should have doing the conservation work would mean that you wouldn't know we'd been there and you wouldn't notice the difference, hopefully. I've met lots of like-minded local people and made some friends. It's kept me fit and healthy for the past 10 years and given me something to do since I took early retirement.
So, Anne, what sort of time do you give regularly to Heath Hands?
I probably do 2 hours conservation work a week and then about 5 hours helping in the office.
And, Colin, does that reflect other volunteers' time commitment?
We have over 200 volunteers, so it's really a diverse group, so people give what they can. Anne would be able to help out in the office, which is a very important role. Some volunteers give 18 hours a week, some give 18 hours a year. Really, we work around people who are in employment or looking for work, and all age groups, so it's really varied.
You don't need particular knowledge of gardening or to be particularly strong. There's something for everyone in the...
Yeah, exactly. There's something for everyone. And our age range, I think, is 16 to 80. We really have some really diverse group and no prior knowledge needed. You learn on the job and, we welcome everybody. We have a really exciting new project that we offer called Wild About Hampstead Heath, which has been set up by the RSPB with Heritage Lottery funding. And that has groups of volunteers out on the heath at weekends, engaging the public, trying to inspire them to discover little known corners of the heath, make connections with nature and really learn a little bit more about wildlife. So that's a really exciting new role for Heath Hands. We also do some wildlife monitoring, so you can get out and help the ecologists by monitoring wild grass snakes, hedgehogs and all sorts of other things like the hedgerows, the different insects. So those are two really, really exciting roles. And we also help out at events in the heath, so things like the sports events and the fairs and the festivals that we have every year. So we volunteer at those as well. New volunteers come and meet us for an induction, which takes about half an hour. We go through all the health and safety and provide you with uniform safety boots. And then we take you out for a taster session, so you get to just get a little bit of a flavour for what we do in conservation or monitoring sessions. And then, it's really up to you to commit as much as you want after that. All our sessions have supervisors, so they're professional staff that can answer any questions, give you training on all the different aspects of the volunteering that you would be doing, and are really there to support you through all the sessions.
Is there a social side to your volunteering?
Oh, yes. The locals meet each other. They go to the cafe after the sessions for lunch, or they'll generally have evening sessions, go to the pub. And we have various parties during the year, so everyone gets together. It's really good. You can meet like-minded people and your neighbours.
And any other benefits?
We do offer travel expenses in the local area if volunteers need to get here from slightly further away. We can provide references and support to get into employment if that's something that's needed. So yeah, we try and support everybody in their own particular way.
And if listeners want to find out more?
Yeah, you can visit heath-hands.org.uk or just type in Hampstead Volunteering and we come at the top. Also visit wildhampsteadheath.org.uk for more information on the Wild About Hampstead Heath project. And you'll find all our contact details on the website.
And Colin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meetup by ringing us on 020 7424 9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.